Cody Tatham here from the Miles Away album. This is the title track from it. About 20 to 8. 20 to 9. On a Friday morning. I'm a bit all over the place. A bit all over the shop because I'm a little bit excited. It's finally here. Today is Friday the 23rd of May, which means it's the very first day of Vivid for 2025, transforming the city's streets, parks and buildings into a dreamlike wonderland of light, food, ideas and, of course, music, featuring an electrifying lineup of global and homegrown talent from intimate gigs to high-energy performances at venues all over the place. Vivid music curator and producer Julian Raimondi joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Julian, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
This is like Christmas for you, I would suspect.
I was just thinking that. It is like, yeah, it's Christmas in May and June.
And I'm very happy to say that although we've been experiencing a lot of rain this week, the forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology is that things are about to clear up just in time for the lights.
Don't let the rain sway you. It is meant to clear by mid to late afternoon today, so yes.
And it better clear because you've got an absolutely massive lineup with all of the music and places and venues and things that are happening. Where do we start with this electrifying lineup?
It gets bigger every year. There's a lot of free stuff this year as there is in the last couple of years.
You're talking my language. You must have heard me complaining there before about that big brass bed in Lay Lady Lay, and how can people have a big brass bed and big brass bed in this environment?
Yeah. Look, you know, cost of living is biting people, and it's a big part of our festival that, you know, the light walk is free, and along with that, there should also be some free live music.
Hmm. And where's the free music happening?
We've got our Tumbalong Nights program, which is 23 nights at Tumbalong Park. That opens tonight with Charlie and Aisha Madden, so it's a big pop night. Tomorrow night there's a big Pacific Islander extravaganza called Pacifics, which is a combination of hip-hop, soul, traditional dance. It's curated by Erilee Ingram and Gubba Music. So that's a big one for the Pacific Islander crew. Look at the program. There's like,
we've got
Ripple Effect Band and Body Type playing.
Yes, that's going to be 5th of June.
Yeah.
A night of indie rock and First Nation storytelling there.
Yeah.
And Tumbalong Park is just such an amazing venue as well. It's not just for the grown-ups, just awesome for the kids.
Yeah, and it is. And the stage has been upgraded, so it's very world class. It's a very high production spec at the moment. So, you know, we've got a lot more international artists this year. There's some Vietnamese pop, and we've got some Korean artists, some Indian artists. Mm. We've got Mono Neon, who used to play bass for Prince. He's playing on the last weekend, on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Oh, man. Can you get an interview there? You've got to have some stories to tell.
I could try that, yeah.
I love how Winston Surfshirt is teaming up with 2SER favourite Jerome Blase for a show there on the 14th of June.
Yeah, just some Sydney heroes on closing night, you know, just take it home with some local artists. So that I'm looking forward to that one as well. It's a nice chill vibe.
Indeed, and Tumbalong Park, real easy to get to on the public transport as well. Just an awesome place, heaps of facilities there, and I would suggest the best playground in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's true. Yeah, it is very open, very accessible. You know, we've sort of looked at programming it for a lot of the audiences that are already there. There's some good food in the area too now, so it's a great one.
Not for the kids is the late night cabaret of Vivid Sydney Supper Club.
Oh, yeah. At Mary's Underground,
yeah.
We've changed the model on that one this year. There's a special guest curator for each of the run. It's on every Thursday and Friday during the festival. So tonight's a night of cool country with Amber Lawrence, which will be a fun one. And then next week we've got a Broadway night with Mark Humphreys from the ABC. Who knew he was a Broadway tragic? he's very into his musicals.
Oh, awesome.
We have nights. We've got a big Eurovision night on the final weekend of the festival. We've got a big night of Hollywood classics. We've got Luke Carroll from Play School actually hosting a night of Aussie rock classics, but it's all sung by musical theatre professionals. So big belters, but Gautier, Powderfinger, G Flip, but sung by properly trained singers. So that'll be another fun one.
Wow.
Those are late nights. So they start, depending on the night, they start about 8:30 or 9 and they can go till midnight or 1 a.m. So that's a real proper late night cabaret.
And of course, the Opera House will be the jewel in the crown once again.
Yeah.
So much going on. Where do you even start with everything that's happening at the Opera House for Vivid?
Yeah, look, it's year on year that program just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's great to see. Yeah, this year, Sigur Rós, Beth Gibbons, Anoni,
Yeah. And closer to home, Sydney Underground icon Barney Kato's putting together a big party there.
Good old Barney. I think he hosted a party in the studio last year, which was a real success. So they've got him back again this year hosting another one. So that should be fun.
Yeah, and it's just like, it is nearly too much to see. How much, like, do you reckon you'll see everything?
No, it's impossible. No, not at all. It's absolutely impossible to see everything.
There is so much going on. I want to give a special shout out to the studio party by Dunge.
Ah, yes.
All caps D-U-N-J, Shackleton Live, Azu Tawalalini, the Dunge crew doing their thing there. Dark and hot and heavy.
Yeah, it's just supporting local club culture.
Yeah, it's just vividsydney.com is the website to go to find out everything that is happening. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. I'm glad that the weather is finally going to clear up for you. Very easy to get to. 6 minutes walk from Circular Quay. Easy to get there on bus, easy to get there on ferry.
The metro has changed the game in Sydney, so it's so much easier to get around.
It has, hasn't it? There's like a 2 minute walk from the metro to get to that Tumbalong Park area, which I would very much recommend. It is going to be some really, really fun times. So vividsydney.com, the best website to go to. What other tips and tricks would you give to people wanting to get the most out of their Vivid experience for 2025?
I don't know. I mean, look, we've got a big long weekend at the metro. We've got a Bad Apples 10th anniversary party with Barker and Lady Six. There's quite a lot. It's all female, and there's quite a lot of New Zealand artists on that bill.
Yeah.
And then the following night, we've got another 10th anniversary party with NLV Records. So Nina Las Vegas, Anna Luno, Nina Jirachi, 1300.
Oh, wow.
Massive lineup. Tickets are cheap for both of those parties. It's like a real value proposition. So those will be great. We've got Warren Ellis doing a talk at City Recital Hall after his film at the Sydney Film Festival. We've got Tangerine Dream playing their first show in Sydney in 40 years at City Recital Hall. Soccer Mummy is also playing at that venue. So yeah, it's huge. There's lots on.
Like, there's Carriage Works, there's everything. Yeah, it's all happening. It's, yeah, I don't know how your head must be absolutely spinning. I really appreciate your time here today joining us on 2SER Breakfast. Vivid music creator and producer Julian Ramon. Thank you so much for joining us now. One of the big things that I'll be looking forward to will be something that's happening tomorrow night. It is Surprise Chef going to be doing their thing as part of Vivid, one of the hottest bands on Melbourne's buzzy funk scene, and a group that we really love here at 2SER. They'll be playing at the Sydney Opera House tomorrow evening, 24th of May. Tickets available now. Get up, get into it, get involved. Here's Surprise Chef with Dangerous. Julian, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.